administration impeached and indicted, it can be a reality. What if you woke up this morning, opened up the newspaper, or turned on the TV to your favorite local news channel and saw this? The current administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Would you not be shocked? I know I would, but why is that? Because American citizens have fallen so far from our constitutional republic and what our founding forefathers established. Oh, and by the way, believed by fighting and bleeding and dying for, that we think a simple thing such as justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. I'm reminded of the true story of William Wallace. Most of you know him as Braveheart. He was told by the nobles of Scotland that it was impossible to defeat the tyrannical King of England and his little minions, which held Scotland in captivity to their tyrannical ways.
I will invade England.
They were told that they could not defeat them because there was too many. They were too strong in every way for Scotland.
Invade! That's impossible!
Why? Why is that impossible?
Or so it is they thought. But one man, William Wallace, he knew more than the nobles of Scotland. He knew that freedom was not a gift granted to them by mere men or a tyrant king, but freedom was a right guaranteed to every man by God.
There's a difference between us. You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
Freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people because a tyrant rose high above them with a vast army. Freedom was God ordained and Christ bought. The people of Scotland outnumbered, outmatched, starving, and without even the proper weapons to fight with, followed William Wallace into battle. And although it was a high cost to pay, namely the life of William Wallace himself, they won their freedom and were delivered from the tyrannical King of England. Well, how could this be? How could the starving commoners defeat a skilled, well-trained, heavily armed army? It was because their freedom was more precious to them than anything else in the world, and that they would rather die than have it taken away from them. Their resolve was as iron because they were willing to follow one man who believed. He hoped against all odds, believed God for the impossible, and look at the results. Now take that to America, the nobles, or shall we say congressmen and women, who will not stand up against the crimes that have befallen we the people from this current administration. They have titles and positions in which they don't want to lose, much like the nobles of Scotland in the day. But the tyrannical King of England was not defeated by the nobles. The King of England was defeated by the people. Where are the William Wallaces of today to lead the way? I'm sure there could be thousands of men and women just like William Wallace if they would only step up to the plate, speak out, and do that which God has placed within their hearts to do. You say, America needs leaders. Well, what about you? America needs honest men and women in government. Well, again, what about you? America needs godly men and women to speak from the pulpits and churches to proclaim God's law and true love and demonstration once again. Well, what about you? If you're waiting for someone else to do the job that you're called to do, it's never going to happen. Most of the time, if you're going to want to get something done, you're going to have to play the man or woman and get the job done yourself. The Lord will provide the people. He's just looking for the Joshua and the Calebs who will believe the good report and take the land that the Lord already promised to give them. The Lord is looking for the Esther, willing to go before the king at the risk of her own life to save her people. The Lord is looking for Daniel, who was unwilling to bend and bow to the decree of the king and was faithful to pray to his God and his God alone. The Lord is looking for a Moses who went directly to the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go."
Let my people go.
Are you one that the Lord is looking for? Are you a man or a woman who has deliberately diverted from the call of God in your life? I know I'm speaking to some who are running, but remember, you can run, but you cannot hide. Justice doesn't need to be something we only dream about that in reality will never happen. justice brought forth to establish righteousness, Isaiah 59.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Well, again, we have much to cover here. I mean, one of the topics that people are not letting go is what's going on with this said Epstein file case and Donald Trump. And do I just divert from that? No, I mean, I'm very cautious about what's going on because I know that they like to use their distractors. And in many cases, that's exactly what is going on. It's just a distraction from the facts of the matter. But, you know, more than anything, I think as a preacher, it's important for me to convey to the people that in Luke 12:2, it says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Do you people understand that that is a mercy of God? Do you understand that in the spirit, the law is always perpetual? It's always at work. And the mercy of God is that he exposes the crime. And that when he exposes the crime, did you know that he looks to, in this Christian nation, look at common law, it applies to all of us, regardless if you believe it or not. What does he do? He looks to the righteous through that mercy when the crime's exposed to enforce the law unto judgment. Upon the heads of the guilty. Isaiah 26:9 says what? It says, when the judgments are in the earth, the Lord's judgments, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. What does that mean? Well, when you look in the Old Testament, folks, you're going to see that through the Lord's statutes and keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes as to how you're supposed to deal with each particular crime. Notice how it says that you should do this before everybody, that others also may fear. In other words, fear the consequence if you violate or transgress the law. Now, what we're talking about here is we're talking about the one that occupies the People's White House. It's interesting to me how many of these said victims that have come forward, how the networks are now trying to sideswipe the truth of the matter and trying to implicate, as I said yesterday, a man that's dead. It's like Jeffrey Epstein isn't the case. And no, he's not dead. He's just been moved. He's been renamed. And that's just they relocated him is what they did. He's an asset to Mossad. He's an asset to the CIA. And he was used to do what? He was used to compromise those that are in politics today. And again, friends, this is exactly what's happening. And for my listeners, you know, it's interesting when you go on social media platforms, this is across the boards. It's exactly what's going on. I have a meme up right now, and I'm going to read it to you. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Who was Jeffrey Epstein? Epstein is a Mossad Israeli CIA. That's the version of it. In the UK, it's called the M15. It's the same thing as the CIA, same thing as the Mossad. But Epstein's an agent that ran a honeypot operation. For what? For entrapping world representatives by secretly filming them raping underage some preteen girls. And it's not just the girls, it's the boys as well. That's why it's important for people to understand that what's going on here is nothing new. It's just at the cream of the crop right now concerning what's in front of our faces. This is our time to act. And I'm talking about in a spiritual matter. Because the Lord has brought it to the light. Now it's time for us to deal with it. And the reason I'm saying that is because the Franklin cover-up case was in the 80s and in the 90s. Boys Town was in the 80s and in the 90s. That's when the politicians were stealing kids away from, folks, the Boys Town orphanages, where the priests were selling them to the FBI and the CIA to compromise politicians in Washington, D.C. by filming them violating little boys and little girls. This is nothing new. For those that didn't know, Watergate was pretty much the same thing. It was just a diversion from what was really going on. You were told that it was the Republicans were going against the Democrats and they were busted looking in their files. Had nothing to do with it, friends, though that could have been the case in part, but they used that as a cover-up for, guess what? A pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., So when we go back to none other than Epstein, this has been going on for a long, long time. This is why Donald Trump is bending the knee and bowing to everything that Netanyahu, Mylakowski, they sell him to you as Benjamin Netanyahu. It's not his name, nor is he Hebrew. He's from Poland, okay? He's a fraud. He's a counterfeit. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. That's why he bows to everything that he's told to do. That's why he's stealing billions of dollars from the taxpayers in this country to support modern-day Rothschild Israel and the wars that they mean to perpetuate against other crimes with the blood of our boys. Okay? But again, this is what's going on. Your said politicians are extorted. Your actors are extorted. People ask me all the time, why is it that they're all going the same direction? Why are they all saying the same thing? Because they're extorted. It's just like in the mainstream media. When you look at all of, you see what's going on the West Coast and it goes to the East Coast. Every single day, you can take those useful idiots known as news anchors in America Today. They're all saying verbatim, word for word, the same exact thing that starts on the East Coast and then it sweeps its way across the country to the West Coast. We played videos before. Why are they all saying the same thing? Because they're driving the same narrative that's told to them that they're to drive. And they parrot it. It's what they do. And again, look at Micah 6:16. It's nothing new. They're extorted. They're told what to do. So Epstein, again, a Mossad, again, the Israelis version, modern-day Israeli version of the CIA, he runs a honeypot. He gets all of these individuals, the powerful and the elites, they love to be called, right? And the rich. Well, they're empowered to do that. And then what they do is when they get to that position, a guy like Epstein comes in and Miss Maxwell come in, and then they secretly film them by basically dangling in front of them that which allures them to the lust that they want to fulfill, right? And then what they do, as I'm looking at this post, Israel would then use this leverage to blackmail these men to support their geopolitical agenda. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're using your kids to do it. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of kids every year in this country go missing? Who do you think's behind all that? Why is it that we're seeing governors today trying to normalize sex trafficking? You're seeing it in California right now. You're seeing it in Colorado. You're seeing it in Minnesota right now. You have said governors that are doing what they're told to do because like the said president of the United States, who is extorted, so are they. That's why they're attacking the people. That's why they're doing what they're told to do, friends. You have a prime opportunity right now, Americans, to set the record straight. Because once these files are released with all their names on it, not redacted, it's all over for those that are extorting the said politicians. Just so you know, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? And they assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You know, one of the things that I brought up yesterday is the fact that we're getting these said victims coming forward. And we're noticing that CNN is trying to sideswipe the people that are questioning the narrative. And everybody's talking about dead Epstein. That's what we're told. And everybody is ignoring the elephant in the middle of the living room. Though their conscience is bearing witness to what I'm telling you right now is absolutely true. Everybody knows that Donald Trump's name is on those Epstein files. Everybody knows it. See what you're seeing right now? Here, let me just say it this way in a really cool way, the best way I can possibly say it. The reason guys like me are out there, very far and few between, is because we're showing you the truth of what they call themselves concerning the conservatives of the day, the right and the evangelicals, how far they have compromised the truth. We are holding them to the truth. We are holding to that straight line called God's word. We are holding to that straight line called the Constitution. We're holding to the line that applies to everybody concerning the law because nobody is above it. What you're seeing is you're seeing this set of evangelicals that are defending the crimes of the said president because they themselves are guilty of it. There's no other reason they would defend it. You're seeing the truth that the said conservatives hold to. And folks, you can see the compromise through and through and showing you their compromises in their diplomatic efforts and trying to conceal the truth. That's dangerous business. The Lord calls that an abomination in Proverbs 17:15. You know who's trying to block all these Epstein files from being released? The said Republicans. Americans. I continuously tell you this. You have a left because of the right. Because if the right was right, there wouldn't be a left. There's no better way to say it. There really honestly isn't. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want you to listen carefully again. We're not going to listen to Bradley Dean give you his opinion. We're going to hold to the truth and we'll commentate to the truth. But the fact of the matter is we've got enough video here. There's so much information out there. And it's not brand new. It's been out there for a long, long time for your consumption. But the people, it shows you how they're led by the media. They're paying attention to it right now because there's legitimate victims that are coming out and saying, Donald Trump is the one that did this to me. Donald Trump is the one that did this to me. They're not sitting there trying to divert you back to someone that's been sold you as a dead man named Jeffrey Epstein. Okay? I want to go over to an undercover journalist. And what he's doing is he's going over to a high-ranking Trump FBI official who's admitting in these recordings that the regime is redacting the names of all of the said Republicans and conservatives in the Epstein files. I think this will also solidify the point as to why I'm so angry with what people settle for in this country when it comes to the said evangelicals. It's a lack of Christianity. And to the said conservatives, it's a lack of conservatism. Read Matthew 5:13. Because the truth of the matter is they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. It's exactly who they are. So next time you hear them trying to defend the lie, folks, just understand who they are. Because there is enough information out there to dispel all of these lies every step of the way. And it's not hard to find. It's definitely not hard to find. Okay? Let's go over to this FBI official and see what he has to say. In this undercover surveillance video taken by a journalist who's willing to tell you and me the truth of what many don't want to say, but they know it to be the truth.
Files do exist.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of
people. Okay, so do the Epstein files exist? His name is Joseph Schnitt, is his name, Acting Deputy Chief, Office of Enforcement Operations in the DOJ. She asked the questions, do the Epstein files exist? He said, yes, thousands and thousands of pages of files.
They'll redact every...
He said, now this is what Joseph is saying, they'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those Epstein files, leave all what they call the liberals, Democratic people in those files. See how they're playing games with you to divide the people, friends? He goes
Republican
on.
Republican or... conservative person in those files, leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
I think they visited that Maxwell.
The journalist asked, I think they, the DOJ, visited the Maxwell person kind of also involved.
Person?
Yeah.
Also involved.
He's responding.
Transferred to a minimum security.
Yeah, she, Maxwell, got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently.
Oh.
Which
is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. Why is Donald Trump moving her around? Why are they rewriting justice for Ghislaine Maxwell? Why are they trying to get her on recording lying about Donald Trump's involvement when everybody else, namely the victims, are pointing their finger directly at him? He is a pedophile, people. Okay? Listen again.
Is against BOP policy.
Okay, so her being moved is against policy. Okay?
She's a convicted sex offender.
They're offering her something is what he said. I'm going to go fast forward again. He said the DOJ is offering her something to keep her mouth shut. Okay, again, this is directly from somebody that's telling the truth, unbeknownst to him, friends. He is telling the truth, but he doesn't know that he's on film. Okay, so let's move forward again to show you exactly who's responsible for blockading these Epstein files from being released. I'm not in all the way with none other than Massey, but I am telling you he's taken a little bit further. I just questioned some of his fellows that he has around him, allegedly trying to uncover what's inside of the Epstein files without actually naming the obvious once again. So let's listen and see what they have to say about this.
Heard if what those survivors said today changed any other House Republicans' minds? Has anyone else said that they are willing to sign on to this?
Well, I've talked to a few of them, and they were compelled in our direction. But there's an immense pressure campaign from the White House on Republican members.
There is an immense pressure campaign on those that Massey's talking about, including Thomas Massey himself. In other words, there's outside pressure against them from releasing what's inside of the Epstein files. That's what Massey's saying.
Right now. So I really think you gotta give some credit to the three Republican women, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Nancy Mace.
I wouldn't trust any of them.
All the threats from the White House, which are still continuing.
So Donald Trump's White House, we're being told, is threatening the women that want the files released, okay?
Did the right thing. They're standing up for women by standing up for this resolution.
What do those threats look like? What kind of pressure campaign are we talking about here?
Well, I'm feeling it myself in my own district. There's been $2.5 million of ads run against me by three billionaires who are...
$2.5 million of ads being run against Thomas Massey in his area by said conservatives that are billionaires. This coming down from favors being called from the People's White House. Why is Donald Trump so concerned about it if his name isn't on it? Do you understand, folks? Do you understand?
Mega donors to the Republican Party. And one of them's actually, I'm not going to say on Epstein's list, but he's in Epstein's black book. So I've been taking the brunt of that myself. I think what's being run against me is a threat to other Republicans to try to keep them from doing what I'm doing.
Okay, so you have the said president of the United States trying to browbeat individuals in government that are out there trying to get the truth of the matter concerning the Epstein files. There's only one reason he would do that. Can anybody please tell me? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Every step of the way, Donald Trump has been trying to squash this story. You can see that he is visibly shaken when it's brought up. And what is he doing? Now he's resorting to the fact that, the Democrats, this is a hoax. Isn't that what they do with the pro wrestling all day long? They just go back and forth and back and forth and no one's ever prosecuted? Folks, isn't it interesting to note what he'll stand up and defend? Isn't it interesting where he'll aim his guns, figuratively speaking, against anybody that would dare expose him for his crimes against children? Isn't that alarming, Americans? Isn't that alarming when you see people say we support this guy no matter what? Even with all of this information being divulged to us, we're still going to stand with this guy? It shows you how immoral the American people have become. And I'll tell you what, a country like this, it reminds me of the book of Jeremiah, where the Lord says back to him, is this not a nation that deserves my judgment? Absolutely. Absolutely. James Garfield said, who was the president not once but twice, who rightfully said, President Garfield, might I add, he said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Isn't that where America is at today? It is. It truly is. Why haven't the American people rose up in judgment yet? Just to prove the point.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-866-866. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just reading a quote from President Garfield, James Garfield, from the 1800s, early 1900s. And one of the things that he had said, now I want you to recollect that every president since Obama's continuously reiterated that this is a Christian nation. Yeah, and we are. There's no question about it. At least we claim to be, okay? But he said, "Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the content of their character, the character of their Congress. Congress are the representatives of we the people." He said, "If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption." Okay, this is the reflection when they allow the American people, when they allow these sorts of scoundrels to remain in the people's White House. It's not just Trump, folks. It was as much Trump as it was Biden, as it was Trump again. And then before that, it was as much Obama. Obama's, folks, I don't know if you've seen the videos, but many of the victims coming out from Obama, they were little boys. He's an absolute sodomite. And that was his husband is coming out and saying that she is a man. And this is common knowledge. Do you know how many times I've been pounded to the ground by other people that refuse to see the truth for what the truth was when it comes to these topics that I'm covering right now? Only to find out, like what I tell you constantly, just give it a minute, just give it a little time. We're going to sit back and I'm going to say, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen. It's exactly what's happening with Trump right now. It was going on with Clinton in the 90s. You seen what he did. The people laughed it off. It was okay. They knew he was drug running out of Mena, Arkansas. They didn't think anything along about that. By the way, Bill Clinton was drug running with none other than George Bush Sr. If you didn't know anything about George Bush Jr., friends, how many of the women that he raped back in the early 1990s that were murdered off? Everything I'm telling you is factual information. So when we're seeing this sort of stuff come out, I can tell you it goes a lot further than just these victims coming out. I'm telling you, folks, they're sacrificing kids. They're murdering kids. They're selling kids. This is nothing new as to what's going on. And when your DOJ comes out and says that the FBI right now is doing everything in its power to redact all of the names of the said good guy, see, that's their version of the truth. Are you okay, Americans, with their version of the truth that they're going to redact all of those that are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks concerning their crimes against innocent women and kids? Are you okay with that? Because you being okay with that and your apathy being okay with that and your tolerance being okay with that is the very reason that you have governors now coming out and say, hey, listen, your little boys can now become girls. They're telling you that they're guilty of these crimes. They're showing you. They're exhibiting the fact that they're guilty of the crimes that we're highlighting right now. And this just happens to be falling on Donald Trump right now, who's also a partaker of it. This, hey, folks, this is their truth. Their truth is Donald Trump wants to go ahead and stomp on anybody that dares stand up and expose him for his crimes. Well, guess what? There's a whole lot of women coming out that are real victims of Donald Trump that are directly pointing their finger, and they're not doing what the said politicians are doing and saying, you know what, Epstein this and Epstein that. That's ridiculous. That's diversion. No, these victims are saying, no, he did it. Matter of fact, if you want to get to the truth of the matter, folks, why don't you just ask Donald Trump? On record during his official depositions. Why don't you just ask him himself? He'll tell you that he's guilty of it. He's not hiding it. But now that it's come to the light, all of a sudden he doesn't want anything to do with it. Why is that? Check this out.
Famous in this video.
And disturbing.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss.
This is Trump. Wait.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Yeah, historically, Trump. That's true with stars.
He's saying he said it. He's saying he did it. Hey, folks, let me stop there for a moment. Even after that came out on video, he's on video saying it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. He's saying he did this. He's saying that he's a part of that. He's not sorry for any of it. Because he knows that his idolaters, his worshipers, will let him get away with anything and they won't hold him accountable. That's their version of the truth and they're okay with that. Do you know that during the time that video was released, and I'm playing this audio video right now, do you know all the evangelicals that got behind him? Folks, they're blaspheming the name of God. And anybody that's accomplished to let this go, you're blaspheming the name of God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 7:10 that he will not be slack to repay them to their face that hate him. Who are those that hate him? Those that disobey him? Americans have a prime opportunity right now not to hold just Donald Trump accountable, but to hold the FBI accountable, the CIA, the Mossad, all these unconstitutional agencies from the top in federal government to state governments down. Because it doesn't get any clearer as to what in fact is happening right now. Okay, here, let's listen to the rest of Donald. Here, I just want you to get an earful because Donald's being asked these questions during this deposition. And just go ahead and look at his countenance. Does he look like he's worried about what's going on? Listen to the audio. Listen to his demeanor, folks, as though he responds to the things that he's guilty of doing.
In this video.
And disturbing.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you
He's
do it.
He's a creep, man.
You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
He's calling himself a star. He's saying historically you can do that with stars. He's calling himself a star.
Can grab women by the...
Well, that's what... It's, if you look over the last million years, I guess that's been...
Million years, huh,
true,
Donald?
Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
Unfortunately
okay, so folks,
or fortunately?
So he's not hiding anything here, okay?
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
You consider yourself... to be a star.
I think you can say that, yeah.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a, of course, he's a narcissist. Read Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. This is exactly how the devil himself acts, folks.
No, no, you're thinking about the word
He
backwards.
Thinks he's a star. He was asked if he was a star, and he said, yes, I'm a star. Okay.
Now, you said before, a couple of minutes ago, that this was just locker room talk.
It's locker room talk.
And so does that mean that you didn't really mean it?
No, it's locker room talk. I don't know. It's just the way people talk.
So when they ask a question.
It's just the way people talk. Folks, I've been in the rock and roll scene for 28 years of my life. And I've never heard a conversation like that. And I was in the depths of it, let me tell you. I mean, when you look at, these are the people, if you want to call them them, if you want to call them that, these are the people that people admire. This is who they really are. And they're not hiding the fact of who they really are. This is who they are. And yet, again, I'm just saying this for the truth's sake, and this is what the said the modern day definition of what a conservative supports. This is what the modern day definition of what an evangelical supports. This is what they're supporting. It's getting darker and darker and darker and darker, isn't it, friends? Yep. Because this is what happens when a people refuse to repent. It gets heavier and heavier. Hey, folks, the country's not being made great again. And you're going to see that by the end of the show here today. This guy has sold out the American people 1,000 times over, along with every other one of them. Because it's a uniparty system. This isn't the folks, these people are not America, and America is not them. And if the people in this country were truly Christians, you know, again, let me add this in case you haven't heard this. You know, Jesus is my king, but Donald Trump is my president. No, you're a liar. If Jesus Christ was your king, Donald Trump would be awaiting trial right now. And so would every other one of them that mean to create a global order by tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in their own devilish image. Now, I want you to listen to this really quick. And this is just the first part of it. This is what you're not going to hear on the mainstream networks. You're not going to hear diversion. You're not going to hear people talking around the issue. You're going to hear exactly from these victims as to who's responsible. And folks, they're going to say some things that are uncomfortable, but you need to hear it. And they're all pointing their finger right back at yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump.
He groped me. He absolutely groped me. And he just slipped his hand there, touching my private part.
He turned to me and embraced me and gave me a kiss on the lips. And I remember being shocked, and because I would have just thought to shake somebody's hand, but that was his first response with me.
Number four. He continually grabbed my backside and invited me to his hotel room.
It was a real shock when all of a sudden...
Number five.
His hands were all over me.
Jessica Lee.
So when he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it. That was it.
The person on my right, who unbeknownst to me at that time was Donald Trump, put
their hand up my skirt. He did touch my vagina through my underwear.
As the women walked across the table,
number Donald 7
Trump would look up under their skirt.
Hey, folks, we're gonna come back to this because I want to make sure that you understand this is the said conservatives and the evangelicals. This is their version and definition of truth, okay? And I'm not going to put up with it. We're going to come right back to it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to play these videos, audios for you again so you can get a good taste of what the mainstream media is trying to distract you from, okay? It's interesting is CNN and MSNBC are actually the ones trying to distract you from the truth. It's pretty crazy. But again, that's all you have to do is look at old Donald because he's doing it to himself. We got our friend Monk from Denver. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, thank you, Bradley, for this opportunity.
Of course.
I'm listening on 1360 on AM dial here in Colorado.
Awesome.
And I did a search. I just did a search Monday or Tuesday to Google and ask if the Watergate break-in revealed anything about child trafficking. And it said absolutely not. And I used some biblical term about returning to vomit as being like Sodom and Gomorrah, what our culture is becoming like. And it said that was an outdated term. Come on.
Yeah.
We need AM radio. We need this venue to never go away in cars or anywhere else.
Yep.
We need this outlet.
Yeah, I was actually doing... I didn't mean to cut you off, Monk. I'm sorry. I wanted to respond to what was on my heart right when you brought that up concerning Watergate. We were in Washington, D.C., and we were doing some... jumping around. We were doing some live radio out there. And we were, you know, the guests standing in for the show host and the such, and we were getting interviewed and so on and so forth. And we ended up going into this one really super nice studio in Washington, D.C. And a guy by the name of Gordon Liddy was broadcasting. He walks right by me. And Gordon Liddy's actually the one that broke that whole story about what Watergate was all about. So just adding the word Gordon Liddy to it might help you actually get in there a little bit deeper and find out the truth of the matter, because I know that that guy put his neck on the line to share with the American people as to what it was really about. But I don't think the American people understand how corrupt the narrative is in this country and how willing they are concerning the history of the media covering for those that are responsible for conspiracies against the people. But how they have a hard time coming to that understanding, it bewilders me to no end, because it's not difficult to see this. It really isn't. In America today, we're under attack in a big way. And these people, when they're busted committing these crimes over and over again, what do? They try to attack, or they try to silence the people that are exposing them. And these are the kind of people that they're submitting themselves to. And it's not a good place to put yourself. So, a great point. But I think Gordon Liddy will help you, my friend. I really do. And what was your other point?
Oh, my other point was keeping AM radio and not doing away with it. There's no other. I mean, this is like radio free Europe right now.
Yep.
If we don't have AM radio, we're in a hole. We're in a deep hole. You got people that can shoot up people when they're praying, but yet someone can put a carpet down in the middle of Times Square and pray some Ipsilini, Ua, Umbelini stuff, and that's okay.
Yep.
Give me a break.
Yep.
They think sex with a 13-year-old forever, 17 or 70 girls is great sex?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I totally agree. And again, I totally appreciate you. And I agree with your assessment on AM radio, too. I mean, how important it is. And how effective, speaking of 1360 AM out in Johnstown, Colorado, what an awesome little outfit that they got going on out there, and how impactful they are in that society is absolutely astounding and amazing. Those people there, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, they're like family to me. And it's not just Jason I'm talking about, and it's not just his brother and his wife, and the list goes on. I'm talking about the people that are regular listeners on 1360. They're just fantastic. So, Monk, thank you for bringing that up, and it just gives me a perfect opportunity and a prime opportunity to say thank you to my family out there as well, because I totally appreciate those guys. I always have, and I've been with them for years. I think we've been with those guys for more than a decade now. So, anyways, with that said, I want to get back to this video again. Thank you for the phone call. I want you to listen to what the mainstream media is trying to conceal right now, namely from Donald Trump and following his lead. And the said truth of the modern day conservative and the said truth of the modern day definition of the evangelicals, folks, I'm telling you what, Jesus told us to beware of both in Mark 8:15, and this is exactly why we're supposed to beware of the wicked doctrines and leaven of these devils that mean to conceal the truth. No wonder why the country's getting darker and darker, because the American people keep allowing them to redefine the definitions, and they keep turning the lights down more and more and more and more. That's why we stick to the word, folks. Period. Let's get to this concerning the time that we have. This is the original Epstein list. These are the 16 women that lived, that had the opportunity and still have the opportunity to come out and accuse Donald Trump of what Donald Trump has not denied, outside of the fact that all of his worshipers, you have noticed, haven't you, all of you idolaters, Acts 12:22? You have noticed that he said, if you believe this, then you're basically stupid. He used different expletives. He started attacking you. That's what he does. That's who he is. He's a narcissist. If you don't agree with the lies that he throws out, then he doesn't want anything to do with you. Then you become his enemy. Hey, you know what? I'll be enemy number one then. You know what? Because I'm not letting this stuff go in any sense of the word. Let's go to Jill Hirth. Kathy Heller. She's the first victim. So when you hear me say the next number, it's a different woman highlighting another crime of Donald Trump when they were children, in many cases, when he was sexually molesting them. Kathy Heller, number one.
He absolutely groped
Jill Harth, number two.
And he just slipped his hand there, touching my private part.
He turned to me and embraced me
Taggart,
and gave me a kiss on the lips. And I,
number three.
I remember being shocked, and because I would have just thought to shake somebody's hand, but that was his first response with me.
Cassandra Serrells, number four.
It was a real shock when
Jessica Leeds, number five.
His hands were all over me. But it's when he started putting his hand up my skirt. And that was it. That was it.
The person on my right, who unbeknownst to me at that time,
Christine Anderson,
put their hand up my skirt. He did touch my vagina through my underwear.
As the women walked
Lisa
across
Boyne,
the table,
number seven.
Donald Trump would look up under their skirt and, you know, comment on whether they had underwear or didn't have
underwear.
Didn't want to have to walk across the table. I wanted to get out of there.
Then his hand touched the right inside.
Karina Virginia, number eight.
Of my breast. I felt intimidated and I felt powerless.
Lana was standing right next
Mindy
to him and touched my butt.
Gillivery,
she also
number
caught
nine.
Him the first encounter that we had.
Rachel Crooks, number 10. He kissed me directly on my mouth. It was so inappropriate.
I don't really care if he finds me attractive or not.
Okay, then Natasha Stonoff, number 11.
11 years ago, I think that he's saying there that only pretty women get assaulted. Is that what he's saying? I can't. It's hard sometimes to decipher.
When we entered the room,
Jessica
he
Drake,
grabbed each of us tightly in a hug.
Number
and
12.
Each one of us without asking permission. After that, I received another call from either Donald or a male calling on his behalf, offering me $10,000.
He's trying to bribe
his
them to shut their mouths.
A huge testament to his character, that of uncontrollable misogyny, entitlement, and being a sexual assault apologist.
Nina Lake Sonian, number 13.
I'm, you know, sitting there
Samantha
in
Holby,
my robe and having
number 14.
You know, my makeup and hair done and everything, and he comes walking in, and I was just like,
they're all saying
oh
the same thing,
what
people.
What am I doing back here? I saw him walk into the dressing room.
He just came strolling
Tasha
right in.
Dixon,
there was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked. Waltzing in, when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position.
And he came to me and started kissing me open mouth.
Summer Service, number 16.
He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me.
This is what happens when people act like they're above the law, people, and you let them act that way.
And I said, come on, man, get real. He repeated my words back to me. Get real. As he began thrusting his genitals.
He's a creep.
Actress Alicia Arden.
Hey, folks. He's a total creep. He's a pervert. It's exactly what he is.
Jeffrey Epstein answering.
It's exactly what he is. And you have people out there trying to defend him. Oh, I wanted to give this to you before the end of the show, and I'll highlight this tomorrow because I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. But did you see that Donald Trump has put in front of the American people Bill Gates again, who's assailing people worldwide? He's got him at his table. He's won over from Melania. He's got Mark Zuckerberg. Folks, let me just say this in a nutshell. All of those that assail the American people and people worldwide through these tech companies and pharmaceutical companies and otherwise these oligarchs, that means where few rule over many, he put them on the table facing the cameras as if to suggest that they're there making America great again. Every single one of them, including Donald Trump, should be awaiting trial right now. But what does he do? He puts them in front of the people and he offers them a deal. Just like that guy said the other day, it's his job to deceive the people into believing that the worst that they're getting is the best that they're going to get and they're going to leave happy about it. Americans, let's wake up. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you.